2J. We'll never speak again. The conditions you set preclude that. But I do wish you a good life. Really, it's probably for the best, since the other would put their best face on around you but complain about us talking, call you names, and cut you down. They're so good at that when you don't.
No. 6:35 a.m. flight from Milwaukee to LaGuardia. We sat next to each other, 16A/B, and talked for most of the flight on Saturday, July 26th. Should have asked your name, but I didn't. How was your first trip to NYC?
That's it.
Wisconsin to New York and never got the
name. That's like what misconnections are meant for. Right. That exact situation.
But never got, you talked most of the flight and you never asked a name. This wasn't the Minneapolis or Detroit flight that takes about 40 minutes.
Right.
Hopefully all the way to New York.
Well, 40 minutes, 3 hours? What, how could you not get a name in 40 minutes?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm
hopefully
just saying.
Hopefully you're more thorough at your job than you are talking to people.
Yeah. Good luck. Right.
To the 6A female customer at Pioneer Pit Stop today. OMG, you're so hot. I love your size and body shape. You're absolutely beautiful. No problem letting you cut in front of me. Winky. Fun fact.
What?
Voice to text. If you say winky.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
It does it.
What?
On your voice to text. I did it the other day when I was texting him and I said winky like out of habit.
Yeah.
And it totally does it.
All right. So that's a fun fact for everybody out
there.
Thank
you. All right.
King Elementary Dad, school year 13-14. I think you work for an electric company. You drive a silver car and always wear a beanie hat. I would pick up my friend's daughter, and I think you have two girls and a boy. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm very attracted to you. And during the school year, I kept wanting to talk to you. I don't know if you're single, didn't want to do that in front of your kids. I'm sure you can remember my obnoxious-looking vehicle. Smiley, tell me I drove so I know it's you.
Is your vehicle the one with eyelashes? Because I think those are obnoxious.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
A fishy woman. You were the cute little lady on the charter boat. I stood by you fishing for an hour or so. We made some nice small talk, had some laughs. Your eyes sparkled, your giggles contagious. The perfect personality. You explained that you're a big-time outdoorsy girl that had been camping for the past 3 weeks. I found almost everything about you to be all I could ever want in a woman. Almost. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume when you go camping, you don't always get to shower, bathe, or just plain do a little upkeep. Now, mind you, I'm not complaining, just throwing out a few ideas. I had figured it was the bait until you started to tell me about the camping thing. So, little FYI, if you were ever to get some, there's a lot of things about fish and perch and cod, or at the very least, get one of those little evergreen tree car air fresheners and tape it to your drawers, then shoot me a message. You are a vision of unequaled beauty, such a free spirit, such a breath of fresh, well, different air. If you happen to read this, I would be thrilled to hear from you.
Caught my wife cheating. Gave me a hall pass. My wife cheated on me, and I caught her. She made the offer for me to sleep with someone else, not to leave her. So here goes. I'm looking for someone who wants a loyal man so I can leave her. I'm 20 years old, 6 feet tall. And then we include some other details that are unnecessary. Winky. Athletic body, short blonde hair, blue eyes, and some tattoos. Tasteful. Your pick gets mine. Let me know if you want to steal an honest man who works. I'm ready to run.
Hey-o. Hi there. Hi, beautiful. Lunch? You all in black? Very nice. Tell me what park you are lunchtime at.
Sounds lovely.
Yes.
I just imagine passenger for some reason writing this.
Let it go.
So that was my passenger impersonation.
Staring at your ceiling in the dark. Jessica, I love you and I miss you. Every day I think of you, and all I want is the truth. You can't hurt me any more than you already have. My tattoos of sorrow are worn on my inside. I'll smile, and I'll be nice with you. I'll always want. I thought we were capable of together. I wasn't perfect. Hell, I wasn't even close. I was a mess, and on paper, I looked worse. Time does a lot of things, but when I finally recovered from the storm, I realized maybe there was some truth in your words, but never the truth that I asked of you. I need you to tell me everything, absolutely, and I will forgive. Also, allow me to apologize for my part in this mess. Let's move on with the show already. It's been 2.5 years, closer to 3 now. I want to see my son, but I'm not going to allow you to trick me into legally extorting money from me so you can continue doing nothing. I work my butt off, and everything I have earned, I have for myself.
Yes.
I'm raising a child without support and without assistance, and I'm sure you can do it also, Princess. Grow up. Talk to me. Stop playing the victim. Please also realize that I bleeping love you. Hello? You threw away a good thing. Maybe I need to work at whatever, but I'm better now than I was then. I will always love you. Like a damn fool, I just can't trust you until you tell me the whole truth. Everything. For my ears only. And then I promise you, it'll be damned if anyone will ever treat you like a piece of garbage that you have me. I gave myself to you, all of me, bare and exposed. What did you do? You put me on a rack and punctured my stomach while the world watched me slowly die from the inside.
This is like your tip.
You're a horrible, yet beautiful creature.
Aww.
A demon of beauty. A devil. But after all that, I still love you. Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica.
Hot but evil. Well, you're going to have that.
Nine. Caitlin, Packer game. Your name is Caitlin. Maybe spelled Caitlin? I met you at the bar after a Packer game last year. You are beautiful. Doubt you will see this bit. Who knows?
Last year, this was?
And okay. Caitlin or Caitlin.
Wait, wait, jump on
I guess
that.
The spelling of the name.
Montello Quick Trip.
To the BBW with a black fender, I would like to get to know you.
Is this the...
Yeah.
Okay. To my stalker. Dear stalker, I'm the chick with colored hair that works at the Kakana BP. Bring it up. Bring it up.
It. She I
is.
It.
This man has been writing about her, and I've always been wondering about this BP.
Right.
I'm sorry it took so long to reply. Turns out I do have a life. I do find it quite flattering you think I look on the Craigslist personals for possible partners. However, it was thanks to random customers asking me if I ever listened to Misconnection Wednesdays on the radio and my boss printing out the ads for me to see when I clocked in that made me aware about you. I must say, the fact you update and repost your ad constantly is admirable. And thank you for putting my name in one of your ads. I wasn't sure if your original 743 posts were really about me. Anyway, what grade are you in? I assume you're still in school due to the multiple spelling errors, including my name in your posts. Well, to be fair, maybe English isn't your first language. Oh, before I forget, I would like to apologize for never being alone. I work by a gas station at a gas station by myself at night. You never know what kind of creep might waltz in. I'm sure you understand. Long story short, I love being harassed by strangers and taunted by customers at my dream job. So really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. P.S. I included a pic of the tattoo on my finger you wrote about to prove I am real. And in case you weren't sure, yes, this whole note was complete sarcasm. Yeah! Get it, girl!
Woo! Oh, my God. So there won't be a hookup anytime soon, I take
it? No. No, and she does show a picture of her tattoo, and that is on her middle finger.
Yep. The old international sign of defiance.
Yes.
There you go. Another episode of Misconnection Wednesday. Brought to you by Optivision on WIXX.